cabin, and air conditioning, and a bathroom, and a kitchen.
And glamping, got it.
Glamping, and he, there's a section where it's like a big, they call it the lake, it's a pond, okay, but like, they've got that aeration thing in the middle of it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, but of course my brain is just like, it's a, there's brain-eating amoebas in there, and my kids are obsessed with it, because it's got these giant inflatables, and they're like, that's where I go with everything. I go to the, like, the most random 2020 special I've seen at one point, and so I'm like, so I'm the crazy mom who's like letting their kids live their best life and have a great summer, and they're jumping, and I'm like, but keep your face out of the water, close your nose, close, blow it out of your nose, get it off your face,
feel your eyeballs melting, get out.
I literally said, Max, face, like 25 times, and I was like, that mom.
I'm pretty sure in every
are they really living their best life in that scenario?
I hope so. Yeah. They're safe. They remember the good she's protecting shit.
I know. No, I'm pretty sure in every freshwater lake in the United States, or maybe worldwide, there is, it's like one in a million, but there are literal flesh-like eating brain bacteria.
Brain-eating amoebas. Or whatever. They're disgusting. And like
I'm pretty sure that's a fact. Could be just something I heard on the internet, but I'm
telling you. I've researched it. I've looked it up multiple times, because every time I go, and there's two ponds, and there used to be like a back beach, and they used to aerate that one too, because that's the thing, is like keeping it moving, because if it's standstill water, it's worse. And they took the aeration out of the back beach, because it was too small, and it just keeps getting algae blooms.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw kids diving in it this weekend, and I'm like, they're gonna die.
No. Aerating ponds to make them cleaner is like a first world problem for sure.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the TSO podcast.
Well, at least we're talking about butt plugs.
Yeah, I know. It's a slow start. I was hoping brain-eating amoebas went somewhere, but it didn't. And it doesn't really matter. It's good to be back. As always, I am your host, Joe Kay. I am coming to you from Doreen's house. We're back. Well, the garage. First bar, whatever you want to call it.
Bar number one. T.E. Majors.
Exactly. So Doreen is here, and Tino is back. He had me absolutely fucking terrified that he wasn't going to be back. I was super bummed, but he was just fucking with me, as you can see. Tino, welcome back, my guy.
Thank you, brother.
Right. He also said he wasn't going to drink when he walked in, and then immediately started doing so. So he's just chock full of lies in this direction. Yeah. But it's great to have Tino back. And then kind of almost like a staple of the first podcast, when you can do it, Garrett is here to go over anything.
Yep.
Ref-wise, rule-wise. Nothing too shitty happened this week, really, right? Everybody's too busy getting sunburned to really get in a fight.
Trying not to die.
Yeah, trying not to mess up. No one gives a shit what I say anyway, so.
Nah, come on. Somebody does. And last but not least, she played in 5 games like it was 2013. Steph is here. Hello, Stephanie.
Hello.
I figured we'd get you in early because, you know, you got some big news that you can actually tell people before they keep asking me. Yeah. So you might as well get it out of the way now.
Right now?
Yeah, just do it. Knock it out. We'll start slow and pick it up.
Well, so I have to have open heart surgery September 17th. So I'm playing the first half of the season September 13th. Shocker, it's a Taylor Swift day, I like to call it.
Jesus Christ.
So yeah, bring tissues, probably will be a mess, I don't know. But trying just to take it day by day, and like moment by moment, game by game, just living and playing and loving the game as I can. But yeah, I'll be out for about a month-ish, like on light duty, and then obviously won't be back to play, because yeah.
You're not going to gun to try to play in the playoffs anyway?
I mean, I was going to try, but
there it is. I knew that was good. You didn't tell me directly, but I knew you were definitely going to try that.
It's in the back of my head.
Also, you know, how serious is this? Because people are probably freaking out because you didn't really say, like, like you told us earlier, the doctor said it would be pretty easy peasy. I'm just scared anyway.
Yeah, he said it was riskier to live with. So I have an aneurysm in my aorta of the heart. And so it grew my last scan. It's been like 3.5 years I've been playing. I'm like living with it that I know of. So it grew. It's like 5.3 centimeters, which is not good. It's riskier to live with it than to get it taken care of. He was able to push it past summer so I can enjoy summer, but he didn't want to go too much longer than that. So, yeah.
All right, guys, and that's our podcast for the day. Thank you for listening. I hope you're all a little bit depressed.
Taylor Swift wrote, I can do it with broken heart. She didn't mean it literally.
I think that's been your favorite thing to say since you found out about
really
this,
has.
By the way.
It's perfect.
It fits so damn well. Her songs.
Holy crap.
We already do.
We are back. We had a fucking scorcher on Saturday.
Something was wrong. It felt like we were in a heat dome. Like, we've been there. I swear we've played in games where it's been 85 degrees before, and it did not feel like that.
No, that was just hot. I mean, like, maybe it's because we're out of practice because we had the summer, like the month off or whatever, and the spring wasn't exactly like the hottest of springs.
Wasn't it
pretty much rain?
Like the last 3 weeks.
Pretty sure there was like zero breeze as well.
Yeah.
Like, which doesn't help. Very hot no and breeze. Stagnant. Like,
yeah. We had a couple people almost drop. We were in the huddle at one point, and somebody was like, I got to go lay down for a little bit. Like, went out onto the sidelines and, like, had to sit, and had a ref who had to sit, you know, and it was freaky. At the end, I saw Tammy, and I was chatting with her, and I go, what's really weird is there was, like, 9 minutes left in our game, and I kept asking, like, how much time left? How much time left? Because, like, I was just like, I don't know if I'm going to make it. And, they were like, yeah, 9 minutes left. I go, fuck. And I just go, it was so weird. I got cold. I got the chills and I got goosebumps. And she's like, so did I. And I was like, oh, God. So
is this some sort of heat stroke or something?
Yeah, it's the beginning of heat stroke.
Like in hypothermia at the end, you feel warm. And you take your clothes off. Oh, so you're probably pretty close to her.
Yeah. Wow. So I was like, holy
pretty
shit.
Pretty close to heat stroke.
I did not drink. I had, well, we always, TMA does their halftime shots, so I did half of the halftime shot.
That makes
do the whole
sense.
Bottle.
Now it all
that's me being healthy, you guys.
Yeah, I think I put on 3 layers of sunscreen at some point, because I played 2 games, so I got there just slathered up, and then, like, I sweat a lot.
Oh, yeah,
I'm definitely doing it again, because the last thing I want to do is get toasted, you know, the first week. Be the worst. Mm-hmm. I didn't, so I'm proud of myself. Usually I fuck that up somehow, so it was a big day.
Yeah.
But yeah, just it was, it's like we can't get the right weather. It's either, it's like Goldilocks,
like,
type shit, right?
74 and partly cloudy, please.
Why is it so hard to ask for? But I mean, I guess if it's really hot now, maybe in 2 months when we really don't want it to be that hot, it might be perfect weather. Or with our luck, it's just going to be snowing for the championships.
Yeah, 50 and raining.
Yeah, unless it's 3 months, there's like going to be no more sun, so I'll take it. I'd rather it be 95 than snowy, so.
You're here.
Agreed.
Not bad. So what else did you guys do on your summer vacation? I didn't do shit. Just worked a whole bunch. I mean, I know we were hearing about your brain-eating amoebas.
We already talked about my Jellystone camping experience.
Steph, obviously. Went to hospitals and shit. So, Tina, what were you up to?
Yeah. Know, something
give us something good, man.
Something more fun.
I don't know, man. Just cutting hair, playing basketball, and laying on the yard. So, you can't say that I wasn't working, because I was working on my tan.
That's what I said last week. Somebody goes, oh my gosh, you're so tan. I'm like, thanks, I'm not working this summer. I'm just working on
the
tan.
That's true. You did, I don't know if we said it on the last one, but you did quit your job to just take the summer off.
Yeah, slightly quit.
Did you force them to let you go?
I forced them to let me go, so I'm also getting unemployment.
That's my girl.
I know.
Do you want that on the record? Sure. Nah, too bad. Nobody's listening. You're fine.
It's only for a couple months.
It'll be okay. It'll be all
good. I couldn't get the job offer to start sooner.
That's not on you. That's on them. That's on them. I love every second of it.
Uh-huh.
So, first, Garrett, I guess I'll ask you. I don't think I saw anything, but there's no real changes to the rules. Everything kind of stayed the same?
Nope. No changes that I'm aware of. So, the rule book's the same. No edits to the rule book or anything, really. I mean, I know, like, construction might be a concern about the fields, but that's a Jeff Kroll problem. So
yeah, exactly.
I just wonder if we're going to lose, like, a field at some point or have to play on that far shitty one. But.
Well, that is kind of the probable thing that'll happen, is if they do start construction, which, again, how many times have we talked about this over the last 5 years, it feels like?
I know, since COVID.
Like, pretty much. Yeah. So if they do, we'll have to play over there, but it isn't as shitty as it used to be, because they tore it up and, like, planted real grass, and it's supposedly an actual field, but I haven't been over there because that's really far. I'm not going that far for no reason. Get out of here. So hopefully it's okay. I'm sure, like, somebody like Jeff would know, but
where is it?
You far back, like, remember, like, along the brush line, like where they cleared out a whole bunch of shit.
Oh, Field 5?
Yeah, it'll just be re-Field 5 again. But who knows? I mean, maybe it's softer over there anyway, because if
it looks great.
If there's one thing that didn't happen while we were not around was rain, and therefore it was almost like playing in a parking lot this week.
No.
I mean, people were slipping all over the place. You couldn't really dig your cleats in it all. It was just a be careful not to really kill yourself type thing. But what are you going to do? I mean, would you rather play on that or in rain?
That.
Yeah, still in that. Right? Oh, that's true. You throw the ball, so it's a little bit different.
Even I guess. So, though, or see, I'd rather play on that. That's both fair. Suck, but.
Oh, for sure. So either way, for those of us paying attention to the emails Jeff sends out religiously, you'll notice that there is no Breakfast Club this year. Big topic of discussion amongst people who really wanted to do that. For those who don't remember, Breakfast Club really was only a spring thing, and then they never really did it for fall, but we started doing it, I don't know, probably when COVID hit and screwed up all the schedules, and we're like, hey, let's get more football in, and then we never really took it away. But with, I guess, I mean, Jeff Kroll had a pretty busy offseason in terms of, like, having to have, like, random surgeries and taking care of himself and stuff, so he actually almost, we almost didn't have the wine tournament for a minute, because he's like, I'm not sure if I can do it, because he'll be recovering, but everybody else kind of was like, yeah, you don't have to, we'll just take care of it, tell us what we need to do, and that obviously went pretty well, but the, I'm pretty sure,
I didn't see
Bobby's team with, I forget who was on his team. I think Blaze's sister was one of the girls. I don't know who the other gentlemen are, but this is a fun segue because he did add a TSL Champions link to the website. So if you go to the website now, you can click on TSL Champions, and it has like the spreadsheet that lists every season, whether it's spring or fall or winter, and it shows you who won each division, so you can kind of like see back in history who won when. And how I think far that's back? Pretty cool. I think it's the whole time. Like, I think all of the TSL, so 2011. Oh. Something like that.
You know, that's probably one.
We're not talking about like the Mo shit. Like, as soon as went, like, since Tauber and Lenny, you know, ran away and bought the fields out from under Mo and created our little world here. Gotcha. I'm pretty sure that was on there. But he also added pictures of every champion. So D1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then the two winter leagues and the wine tournament people. So
that's cute.
You can see it. And he actually like lists who's who. So that's kind of cool. Gosh. Yeah, it was really neat. So, I mean, he was just sitting around. So he probably needed something to do. But I think it was a cool addition to the website. And I know a lot of people don't even know that the website exists, the more I'm finding out. We still need to get word around that we have things like that, and like a Facebook, and places you can get information, and I don't know, it sucks, because we're sitting here doing this podcast, and like half the league doesn't even know it exists, and then all of a sudden they're like, wait, you guys do a podcast? And it's like, yeah, where the hell have you been?
That's pretty cool.
Right? Exactly. So it's like, if your captain isn't, you know, passing out the information, being like, yeah, you could go here, you can go here, you can check this out, people aren't going to know about it, so we'll have to figure out a way to get the word out a little bit better than we have been. So, yeah, Breakfast Club is dead, which is unfortunate, but...
R.I.P.
Yeah, it'll be okay, though. I'm sure it'll come back in the spring. I always wonder, because the problem is that during the spring, there's so many people who didn't sign up for Breakfast Club that they're like, oh, well, I'm definitely going to do it in the fall then so that I can experience it, et cetera, et cetera. And then now those people aren't going to get a chance to, and you wonder if they're going to want to do it in... You know, the
so
six,
many more months.
In the 6 months.
He was having
six,
such
months.
A hard time getting people.
Well, that's
two,
part of the reason.
The last spring session, and then again, the last. So it's like, it'll make it more novel and be the same people that it'll just. He won't. I don't think he'll have very much trouble at all in this.
I hope not. I know he's got to dig in it because there's always. And that's just how it is, even with like for teams. People will be like, oh, yeah, we're definitely signing up. Can't wait to do it. But you can't just assume that that means they will, because all of a sudden you're going to draft somebody and then they'll be like, well, I actually didn't really commit, so now I can't because I got to go watch the leaves change or something. So the dumbest reasons always happen. So until they're like confirmed, you can't really like assume people are in, and it's always just a pain in the ass. And well, when you're recovering from, you know, off season like surgery, you probably don't want to sit there and bother people with text messages and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, other people try to help them as best they can, but Jeff's very good at being pestery about it. Yeah. When he needs to be, which is a trait that you kind of need to have if that's what you're going to do when you run a league.
100%. And it's so not annoying the way he does it, too. You're like, I'm so sorry.
Like, I wronged you. Sorry,
I know.
Sir.
I forgot. I've let you down. I should have gone back to you sooner.
So that's pretty cool. But I guess that doesn't mean that 9 o'clock is open for, like, moving your game, so don't even try it.
Yeah.
I'll just throw that out now because there's somebody somewhere that's like, oh, we're probably not going to have a lot of people if we play at 1, so maybe we can push it till 9. No. Like, that's just not going to be a thing.
I want Jeff to release more of his spreadsheets because you know he has dozens.
He has more spreadsheets than you can even
Even if they're just sticky spreadsheets. Like,
yeah, some of those are the best ones. Yeah. Like, I've seen, like, one of them. I know there's a drop-down menu of sticky opponents, and if you click the opponent, it'll show you every game they've played against them.
Oh, my God.
And the only reason I know that is for the longest time, my team, Sweet and Sour, a million years ago, was the only team to shut out the Sticky Bandits for a very long time until, like, a couple seasons ago where it happened again. So, and I was like, are you serious? He's like, yeah. And he, like, showed me the screenshot of him, like, taking that, like, the photo of it. And it's just like, I go, you have a drop-down menu. You click the opponent.
He
He's got a fucking dork, but like,
we gotta
get
like a
ways.
Release the files movement in our league.
Yeah, right. That's fun. So
I'm holding back, Jeff.
So that's pretty fun. Yeah, I think that pretty much covers all the other things except for the actual games themselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's move on to it. Stephanie, tell me what happened at 10 o'clock.
At 10, you had Sticky Bandits 52, Mavericks 8, Can't Touch This 40, Gray Hair Don't Care 29, Balls Deep 45, Blitzkrieg 37, Flying Balls 54, Blue Ballers 44, Sticky Laces 28, and Puck Bunnies 21.
Okay, so I'll start with the Puck Bunnies. So the Puck Bunnies are Maddie Norton's team of all girls. It's a full female team in D6, which D6 has 30 teams or something like that. What is it, like 12?
It's 12.
It's 12. Yeah. That's bananas. It's kind of awesome, though. So I asked Maddie, I was like, all right.
Why are they in D6? Like
because
Maddie and...
Because Maddie's throwing, it's all
oh,
so they have.
Gotcha.
There's no male like quarterback or anything.
Okay,
it's
okay.
it's just Maddie and the girls. So there's okay. not a single dude playing on the team, right? I don't believe a single one
no.
is. So I asked her how it went, and she said that it was 28-17. They got down the field on most drives, but some drives they got some stops. But they're still learning because the newer players are still figuring out D. She's like, our vets held us together. Rachel Gramp and Bree Colucci had TDs, but most importantly, everyone had fun, and fun was in capital letters, so that matters. Yeah, so I mean, I think it's awesome to have a full-on, you know, team of all ladies. I know there's a lot of TSL vets on the team, but there's a whole handful of new players too. So, and I don't think they play on like a single other team. It's just this is their team. I think it's a lot of girls she plays hockey with.
Well,
so
that's cool.
It is
nice.
Pretty cool.
That's
so,
what Tori was saying.
Yeah, because Tori's on the team too, so they all kind of play hockey together and rock out. So I think it could be a pretty good team. I mean, they went up against Sticky Laces and they got 21 points. So I mean. It'll be interesting to see how that goes. Also, how did they get to 21?
She said it was 17 in your text message.
Yeah, but I think she said... Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. I think somebody had to write something down wrong because
yeah.
she said it was 28-17. I thought she was saying it was and then we scored, but no, that didn't happen. So
yeah.
Math probably didn't work out well somewhere. Point is that Sticky Laces had 28, which is more than either score said for the Puck Bunnies, and that is what it is there. Moving on, Flying Balls 54, Blue Ballers 44. Don't know who the Flying Balls are. Anybody have any clue?
Nope.
Nope.
I love it. And they put up 54 points, and they can apparently just chuck it everywhere.
Do we know what division?
D6.
Oh,
they showed up. They played the Blue Ballers, who last year were the random ball team that threw up 50 points the first week. And we're like, who are these fucking guys?
Right.
So apparently every like D6 round, we're just going to get some new team that has ball
balls
in their name,
in
and
their
they
names.
Just chuck it. But
there needs to be like a D6 like dedicated beat writer just for D6, you know, matchups and drama.
I know. I wish we could do something like that. If you guys want to do that, let's just make it happen.
I didn't say that.
I love it. What else is there? Let's see. We had Balls Deep, a former D6 Balls team that can chuck it. They moved up to D5 after winning D6 last year, and they beat Blitzkrieg 45-37.
Wow.
Good for them. That's obviously a good start. I'm sure they've played Blitzkrieg a few times. I think they definitely beat them in the past. So it wasn't like they needed to like figure out their new opponent. So it was a good way for them to get started into the division, and they pulled off the nice win. Might as well just continue talking at this point, right? Mm-hmm. Can't Touch This 40, Gray Hair Don't Care 29. Not much to say there. George actually ref the game, and he gave me some notes on that. Ba-da-ba-bum. He said it was a good old-fashioned battle to the final whistle. Eichhoff returns with his old squad with some new faces, but for the most part proves that his system works. With his typical big play ability from Nick Voss, also adding in another speedster in Molly from Vaspian. Then you have Jackie and Beta, who always know exactly what to do and when to do it. Can't Touch This seem to have the same chemistry from last season, making it hard for any team to keep up with them. But it was a close game. Can't Touch This has a QB who does not miss. Girls that still surprise people, I don't know why. I think it's time to get some names involved with this team. That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
And a great supporting cast of guys. It came down to the end with Dave throwing into triple coverage while Voss was wide open in the back left corner. These teams are going to be seeing each other again. Might be a different outcome. I'll never count out Gray Hair, but maybe I'm a little biased. So he had that
now,
going on.
Gray Hair Don't Care. That's Dave.
Yep. Dave Blykoff.
Isn't he also on the Ready to Retire?
Yep. He's reffing. I know that stuff. So I think he has like two different teams going on.
Okay.
Obviously, they're not the same other than him and I'm pretty sure his wife's playing on both. I could
uh-huh.
be wrong though. So, shout out to them. But yeah, they came back. I know they knew we needed another D2 team, so they were like, "Cool, we'll come back. We'll play. Why not?" So, shout out to them for that. And then Sticky Bandits 52, Mavericks 8. Staff, welcome to D1. How great did it go?
Not great. Not our best showing.
Oh, okay.
Definitely, I don't know. I don't think it was at all how we play. I don't, none of, like, we were dropping things that we shouldn't drop. Obviously, you can't really drop much in D1 in general. But I feel like we got comfortable in D2 a little bit and thought we could kind of do what we did then, now, and against Sticky Bandits. No, can't do that. But it was a team loss. Not on anybody at all, because I love that team to death. Everyone still kept positive attitudes best we could. We were lifting up Jordan as much as we could. He kind of was getting down on himself, but we didn't let him. Sticky, the additions they added with the girls, Jill and Katie Salisbury, obviously. Yep. But Jill had, I think, like 2 touchdowns on us, just right on the goal line. She's very, very good.
Last week, Mike Thomas. Well, I actually know a Matt Thomas, and the amount of times that I'm surprised that I haven't done that is funny. But him and Jill were running routes with Ricky at the park over here.
Oh, God.
And I got a call, and they're like, do you know where Garrison Park is? I'm like, yeah, it's around the corner from my house. And they're like, we're running routes. Do you want to come over here? I'm like, I'm going to come watch. I, like, brought Miles and let him, like, run around a little bit. But I'm just like, it's hot. I'm not
practicing their chemistry football. Already looked good
for
being, like, their first game.
But, like, I'm listening to the way he's, like, calling it, and then he'll be like, okay, no, not what I wanted, you know? And then he goes out there, he's like, let me show you the route. And then showed her, came back, and then she did it like that, yeah.
Oh, no.
I know. I was like, wow, that was...
She can adapt quickly.
That was easy, yeah.
But shout out to Misty. Cool. She's back, and she was back for Mavericks, so she got to make her debut again. I thought she did good. I don't know if she's thought that, but she did great as normal. The girls, all of us, I thought we did good. The guys. But, yeah, we just couldn't finish at all. Couldn't stop anything. But, yeah, we'll get it together, I think. I'm not worried.
It's okay. And from the little bit I heard from the game, Mike Thomas was just kind of on fire.
Oh, yeah, he was on point.
Maybe just, like, his best game of the season. He got it out of the way early.
He did have an interception, too.
See? So there you go. I mean, that's just the way it's going to be. After that, there's not much else to say, so... Let's move on to 11 o'clock.
11. Let's see. We had Legends 52, Unit HaHa 14, The Malones 38, Jabronis 12, Buffalo Vice 34, Bullet Club 14, Puckett All-Stars 36, Mike's Detailing 21, and Intentional Clowning 34, 3 Tutties 15.
All right. So Legends take on Unit HaHa, which... is Amber's team. She came back. She brought her boyfriend Zach, I believe, Golaki, which is his brother, is back throwing for them. But you know, brand new team, and it's like, hey, let's go play the Legends the first week. That's really fun. So I mean, not much to really write home about there. 52-14. It is what it is there. Intentional Clowning came out. They beat up on the 3 Tutties, which is not to be confused with the 4 Tutties. I know there's a lot of Tud splits or whatever the fuck's going on there, but Intentional Clowning
between the Tutties games and the fucking Sticky games and the balls.
So like, many balls.
I'm done. Somebody come up with like new names.
Well, technically these are new names, so that kind of worked out.
Better.
Okay, be better at it. I get it. This is annoying.
Agreed.
No, fuck it. No. I'm going to have to do this stupid guillotine draft at the same time. So you guys are
What's
have
a
to...
guillotine draft?
It's a whole league with fantasy football where if you have the lowest score in the season each week you get kicked out, and then whoever gets kicked out, everybody gets to bid on their players. It's a whole fucking thing.
Oh my gosh, that's so cutthroat.
Yep, and it's 20 teams because there's 2 weeks where 2 people get booted. So it's really fun though.
I was going to say it sounds fun.
It's also annoying as fuck.
But what if you pay? How much do you pay to go in? Sorry.
I don't know. Whatever you want it to be. I think we like did $50 or something ridiculous. I couldn't tell you.
And if you get kicked out first week, you don't get to come back in?
It's a wrap. Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
I know. It super sucks. I ended up finishing, I think, 4th last year. Mm. But when we had the last 5, we all just agreed to like split where everybody got $150, and then whoever won got like $450. So I was up money anyway. Everybody was super pissed that we did that, which is more of the reason why we did it. Spite is always a powerful drug. Anyway, back to what we were talking about originally. The Malones played the Jabronis, 38-12. Just kind of ran all over them. Not much to really say there.
I think the Jabronis were shorthanded too.
Oh, they might have been.
That the Jabronis added two studs, so we'll have to see.
Who did they add?
Two studs. I think they both might have played in college. This is just coming from John. I was talking to him about the game.
Ah, okay.
He said
two
so.
Studies?
Yes.
Two studies.
Two studies.
Yeah, so I'm interested to see how they'll do this year. By the sounds of it, they're real good athletes. I think Joe just had an off game. Set Mina. Well, Malone's are obviously good, too, but I'm curious to see how they do this year.
They won at 12 against Scared Hitless.
You know, oh, there you go. You know that we do that next, right?
So I'm just saying.
Just gave it away.
I'm just saying.
In the Battle of the Teals.
Yeah.
Puckett All-Stars are the All-Stars again, apparently. They're not just Puckett. 36-21 over Mike's Detailing. Mike's Detailing was a really good team last year. So for them to get kind of dunked on by Puckett, I don't know which team it says more about, if Puckett's going to be really good or if Mike's Detailing might not be as good. But we'll see. That's a pretty good game right there. And then Buffalo Vice 34, Bullet Club 14. Steph, you want to talk about our game?
Yeah, we dropped touchdowns and passes that we shouldn't have and didn't move as much as we should have.
That is absolutely correct.
But Sam was a stud at rushing. She's going to be a great addition for us girls.
For sure. Aaron was also a stud at rushing.
Aaron, too.
Yeah.
He did rush.
We got Aaron Balderzak on the team because, you know, last year we had 48 injuries, so... With Sharon being done with his knee, we had to acquire somebody else who
6 foot person.
Yeah, no, it's gonna be they gotta be at least like 6'3". I think that's the minimum, unless it's me or Langley, which is fine, or Dylan, I guess too, right? So that kind of sucked, but it is what it is. The game is just one of those games where literally we had three balls go off our hands into their open arms, and then there was one where they were about to get the same thing. A guy deflected off of his hands, was going right into, like, George's hands. Like, it was kind of like a bang-bang play, and George just kind of popped it up because he was, like, reacting, and it went right into the other guy's hands again, and George tagged him right away. And he looked, he goes, we have all the bounces today. This might be all of our good bounces for the season. So we're getting it all out of the way once. I don't know. If we played that game again, I think it might go a little differently.
Much
but
different.
Can't do shit about drop touchdowns and all that other jazz. It is what it is. It was hot, so, like, it's fine, right? Whatever. Moving on to noon.
Noon. Jabronis, 38. Scared Hitless, 23. ILF, 36. Girthquakes, 13. Ready to Retire, 36. Come From Behind, 20. Sausage McMuffins, 26. Mo Chicken, 14. Intentional Clowning, 30. Sticky Laces, 28.
Yep, Intentional Clowning goes 2-0 on the day. They beat Sticky Laces in a pretty close matchup. I do think... Well, if Intentional Clowning's playing like they did the last few seasons, other than last season, they could very easily be right in the mix for the championship. Sticky Laces should be, too. I know they had an off year last year, whether it was, I think there was like a wedding going on and stuff like that, so they weren't really playing as well as they know they can. So it is what it is. It'll be interesting to see how that all shakes out in our 42-team D6. And then ILF, they get probably the best pull you can get for coming into D3. They get the Girthquakes, who... just didn't have much going on, and they just kind of dunked on them pretty easily. And they didn't even have Buddy.
Yeah,
I don't remember who threw for them, though, then.
Yeah, I saw it, like, quickly and then forgot to make a mental note. Yeah. Or my brain melted sometime after
that. Why can't it be both?
Yeah.
All right, Tino, Sausage McMuffins, 26. You played for Mo Chickens, 14. Tell me about the game a little bit, my guy.
Mo Chicken, it took us a few series to find our groove on offense.
Yeah.
And... it was funny, too, because I wasn't planning on playing. I had a wedding to go to, and my cousin's wedding. And then Jerry, who runs the team, Jerry called me, like...
And he got hurt last year, right?
Yeah.
So Jerry, he was just kind of like... Was he there?
Yeah, he was there. Yeah, he's the man. And he called me at, like, 11. I didn't call him back until, like, 11:20. He's like, dude, like, can you save the day? I'm like, what's up? You got enough? And he's like, no. I ended up being the first one there. But
oh my gosh,
the heart wants what it wants.
Yeah, but yeah, shit, it was a good game. I mean, honestly, I cost us because I dropped too many passes, so that's all right.
How's the hand? Like, you good? You healed? Everything good? You said you're playing basketball.
Yeah, the hand is fine, bro. So okay, like, so I'm back.
It's got that collapsible thumb.
Yeah, I honestly think my left one got a little stronger than my right just from constantly messing with it. But now I was got to see, you know, I just had some cobwebs in the brain. You know what I'm saying? Just needed to get shaken off. So, and whatever, they're gone. So I'm ready.
It's good.
We play Sausage McMuffins. We have a double header coming this week, and they're our first game. So
Because D5 only has seven teams, right? So everybody. has to play one team twice, so that's just your...
Yep.
So that's like your redo.
That's our redo.
You just get your win back.
Oh, it's poetic. It could be.
It's the way it needed to be, honestly.
We're not going to have our starting quarterback, though, so...
Fine. Well, now you time to start throwing the rock, too, Tino. Do it all, man. Jack of all trades.
Yeah, let's do it.
Swiss Army knife.
I'm here.
I love it. So, that's pretty cool. Let's see. Jabronis, 38. Scared Hitless, 23. A battle of teal teams. George, you dope. I should make you loser of the week because he became, I guess George is captaining Scared Hitless now because I know there's a little bit of a shakeup with people are moving or whatever's going on. And as George loves to do, he got new jerseys and decided to get teal. And then he's like, wait, there's a teal team in this division? You got to pay attention, man. There's only like six fucking teams. And like one of them's teal. Yeah, like, ugh, you bozo. But they look good with their inside-out jerseys.
To be fair, in most divisions that would work, though, and it's better than Scared Hitless, who are always just black and white, which are like half the teams in the league. So.
Well, if you're going to be black, like just bring white jerseys. That's what I say a million times. It's just like, do that. Okay, cool, we're playing another dark team, then we'll just switch to the whites. It's not a big deal.
Well, that's a BF, everyone actually does.
But so many people just bork that all the time that there's not much you can do about it.
Brent sends that reminder out every week. We're like light gray.
Yeah,
that's... And we still bring white just in case. Because like, just
if you're light gray, I feel like you should bring dark.
Black. But like the thing is, we've had people who have been black teams and they're in just like dark gray. So if we're all in white, you can't say anything. You got to be like okay with either of those two.
No, that makes sense.
But yes, I have like, I bring six colors with me every week because I don't know who's going to ask me to sub. Oh, so I I'm like, I got an orange. I got a yellow.
That's great.
I'm all set.
Just pull it out of my bag. Yeah. It's like magic trick.
I think if we just went to shirts and skins, it would just make everything easier. But
I agree.
Everyone wants to be
I
weird.
I feel like the early days of the league was that, for the record.
Yep.
But it's okay. Yeah, so, Steph, do you have any real notes on the game?
I mean, Scared Hitless was missing half, probably more than half their team as well. Jordan's their new quarterback. Since we moved up and he lost his two teams.
The free baller spot.
So he's kind of, you know, got to mesh with new people for sure. And they were missing literally all their girls. They have five on the roster, I think.
Yes.
Tori and I were subbing, or Tori from Frodo and I were their subs. So that was fun.
George did give me the rundown for this game too, where he said, Joe Miano proves once again that he is no slouch in D2 and should be viewed as a top QB in this league. Mm-hmm. He ran a very systematic and consistent offense that's hard to stop. The combo of their top player, who I'm not sure of his name, I'm sorry, he should be looked into as an MVP caliber player, and Eric Kleckler always finds an open spot, gave them a great opportunity to win. Scared Hitless battled back after being down big with huge throws and defense out of Jordan, and big playability from Keenan and Mike Rawdon. He said, everyone, he's Mike. No, your name's fucking Raw Dog, Mike. I don't care what you have to say. Mm-hmm. He did say Tori and Seth subbed for us this week and played very well as we went 0-5 and on our girls this week. He said the game came back to us as we were down two with an inch, you know, something. I don't think he said really good words here. Either way, a pick was turned back or something like that, and then it was dropped in the end zone, making it a touchback, saving them from a big play loss. But yeah. Jabronis played great defense, and they went for it on 5-1 and had the touchdown, but it was just dropped. What are you going to do? He did say George should be your loser of the week for not reaching out to see what color they would be wearing, which is ironic that I already called him loser of the week. So I said it first. That's all that matters.
I don't like all this picking on George.
George is picking on George. What are you going to do? Last but not least, ready to retire, 36, come from behind, 20. No, I'm not saying that come from behind is ready to retire, although some would argue otherwise. Doreen, you reffed the game. What happened in this one?
Reffed it, and, you know, Paul was throwing for come from behind, and he actually started the series, the game, with a pick, unfortunately. And he went on to throw two more the rest of the game, so that was tough, but I think he was kind of trying to force it at one point due to just being a little bit behind, obviously. But I think from what I heard, he is actually undergoing surgery.
How many people are having surgery?
I know he's playing hurt, and whatever his surgery is an 8-month recovery.
Oh, wow!
So this might be his last season. So.
Yeah, and for the year, and then next year it'll be back.
I hope.
Eight months. That's spring.
That's
back.
I know, right? Like, I would hate to see that. So, but yeah, he had a tough game. But then also, then there was a few times where he had, you know, the ball directly and hit someone's hands and they dropped it. So he was also dealing with that as well. But also ready to retire. You know, they capitalized on those picks. I think every single one of them they scored. So.
Well, that'll do that.
That'll do it.
Not the best start for Come From Behind, but it's okay. But a pretty good start for Ready to Retire. What happened at 1 o'clock?
1 o'clock, you had D-Generation X, Y, and Z 33, Practice Squad 16, Two Tutties 46, Cobblestone 14, Not So Sticky 21, Pit Parade 10, Bridget and Quit It 32, Stir the Sauce 20, The Chargers 49, and Raw Milkers 35.
Shout out to the Chargers, 49-35 win. I guess the Chargers just played in the wine tournament, and they had so much fun doing the wine tournament that they just signed up for the league.
Yeah. I was going to say, are these people we know?
Because she was it?
We played. It's the Chargers. We played against them. They played in the like the early morning non-D1 division. We played against
them.
They
were in blue jerseys?
Yeah, the light blue ones.
Oh,
so,
nice.
So B was throwing for them because he threw.
Yeah, we played them too. They were a good group.
Oh, yeah. But obviously B's not throwing for them in D6 here, so I don't know who's throwing. But either way, whoever it is, they're doing A-OK, 49 points in their first go-around.
Do they look like super athletic?
The same team we played for D6, they got a good roster.
Yeah, they were very athletic, I'll say that. But they, I mean, we also stopped them with me playing deep safety. So, like, I'm not joking either, though. That's kind of how it rolled. Right. So, like, there's that, too. So, I mean, there's ways about it. So.
Brain over brawn.
Well, exactly. So, there's all of that. But that doesn't mean they aren't going to be good. They might tear apart D6. Who knows? But it's a hell of a good
how
start
How did they
for
find out about the wine tournament?
I don't know. Probably because we post about it a lot and people just like
shared it
or right, something. Well, true. B, if B was their quarterback, maybe B was like, "Yo,
B was recruiting heavily."
Yeah, B did do that. So,
oh yeah, B's a quarterback. Yeah. So, yeah, right. So
shout out to B for recruiting that team because.
Yeah. Oh yeah, when we needed one for the wine tournament.
Yeah.
So I'm glad, awesome. But hey, I'm glad they had such a good time that they're like, "Fuck it, we're sticking around." Yeah. So that's really cool. Let's see, D-Generation XYZ 33. Speaking of B, Practice Squad 16. The Team Keller, they got it together. I know they had a rough season last year, but started off the season right with a win over Practice Squad. Not sure what happened to the squad here. Just must not have been their day. I don't really know. So not much else to say about that. So, Garrett, Two Tutties 46, Cobblestone 14. What's most important, I guess, is that Cobblestone actually had players.
Yeah. They showed up.
Maybe a lot of games where we have too many players this year.
That's crazy. No. So I guess inquiring minds want to know. Like, obviously, for people who are relatively newer to the league, Garrett, did you get your start with Cobblestone?
I did.
Yeah. So I mean, you just kind of running it back now. Going.
Yeah.
Like, who's I know you got Langley too, right? But I don't know who else you got to play.
Nick
Wait,
Bucek.
You're on Cobblestone?
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yes.
We brought it back, baby. Tammy are from the original Cobblestone. Daryl's nephews, Chris and Kevin, and his other nephew, Ryan, who was the one who brought me in the league. I was roommates with him 16 years ago when I came in the league.
What division is
this? D4.
So funny.
And then we have Tammy, we have Michaela, who played for Cobblestone last year. She can actually throw pretty well, so we'll be doing some cool plays with her. And then Diane Bitterman, who's played in Game On. Like, if you know her, you know her. She's a sweetheart. She's still balling out. So I'm very excited. The score, I mean, we totally would have won. I mean, the refs totally screwed us.
obviously.
Yeah, 46-14, it was all the rest. No, I did want to shout them out. They kicked their ass from the opening whistle. Mike played really well at quarterback. I was really impressed with him at the wine tournament. Just doesn't really make a dumb throw, and when he does make a throw, it's usually right on the money. So he played great. And then Jamie had a pick 8 that kind of like early on put them up like 20. It was just backbreaking. It was a phenomenal. She ripped it right out of Michaela's hands. It was a really cool pick 8. So shout out to Jamie. Having Steph rush me all game was very annoying. Danwin had a couple picks. I wanted to shout out Corey Reed, who had a bunch of good plays, a bunch of catches, a really good touchdown. And man, I want to make fun of Dukewitz because I beat him on a route. I had to put that in there.
He's infuriated. I didn't know it.
I'm trying to think
Poor
of any,
Ducky. Everybody loves making fun of him.
Well, I didn't realize they called him Dropkowitz until the offseason. We were at, I think, Deke's house for his Beer Olympics, and TD Jordan was like, "Yeah, well, Dropkowitz is always on the team." And I was like, "Oh, you guys call him that?" Yeah. Super exciting. So as soon as he walked into the office the one time, I think it was Tom Hughes was like, "Oh, hey, Dropkowitz, what's going on?" He was like, "God damn it, I'm leaving."
Yeah.
So the worst really about funny. It is that he'll have like 6 great catches. But, like, he'll drop a touchdown, and then everybody's like, Dropkowitz. I was like, but he just caught, like, 6 before that.
That doesn't mean you get – no, it plays off. You get made fun of if it happens. What are you going to do? But yeah, so there's that. Bridget and Quit It 32, Stir the Sauce 20. Bridget and Quit It is a new team that has a female quarterback in Bridget. I guess she's going through the school of Bobby McConnell quarterback QB club. She has an arm. She can throw. I mean, they put up the points. So
32
points against Stir the Sauce.
Is he really like?
Yeah, he coaches
her. Yeah, he coaches. Oh, he's on the team, I believe, right? Yeah. So he's playing receiver there, which is pretty cool. Yeah, it's just a really interesting thing. She's out there.
I saw him like practicing with her, like on what was Field 5 at one point.
Probably.
And I was like, isn't it too early for Bobby to be making people run routes and shit like that? Now it makes sense.
That's why they're training.
Now Bobby's going to be like a cat lady, but instead of having like 30 cats, he's going to have like 10 apprentices underneath him. Learning QB. He's just going to collect apprentices.
He's just going to be throwing wrenches at him. If you can dodge a wrench.
Dodge a wrench, dodge the ball.
I want to watch that team, though. That's cool. I didn't know she was quarterback. And 32 is a lot to put up.
I know. First game. And Stir the Sauce isn't exactly like a terrible team.
I was going to say that, yeah.
So that's pretty nice for them. Let's see. I just
not so sticky and pit parade.
Yeah, well, you ref this game. I mean, you can tell a minute about it, and then we'll just get into it in a second.
Actually, I remember at one point a very, like, I don't know, what was it, like a 12-yard touchdown throw to Mike Thomas in the back of the end zone, and he dropped it. And I've never seen Mike Thomas drop a ball. And I was like, oh, you had to do that in front of somebody who's going to talk about that on the podcast.
That's right? Really funny. So, like, I didn't know you said that.
And then he just, like, he hung his head. And then the next, that was, like, in the first half. In the second half, he runs a fucking post route and catches one-handed over his shoulder and reels it in for a touchdown. I was like, well, I guess you made up for
it. You know what? Mike Thomas gets to know. Let's focus on the bad play. So what was it again? It was a drop in the bell.
His good play wasn't even a great play. They were rushing. We were in man, but they were rushing before the end of the half, and we were in man, but they did like the hurry up snap, and he came to the other side. So all of a sudden it was like, oh, fuck. And because nobody caught up with him, so I was just like sprint and try to catch up to
him. So it wasn't even that impressive of a play.
No, I mean, honestly, if you were playing proper defense, it wouldn't even have happened.
Yeah. Like, he's not even that good.
Yeah, it's just that.
So anyway.
Yeah, so he's at 21-10. We didn't have any subs, which super sucks, you know, in the heat and everything like that, but I still was pretty happy with the way the team kind of turned out. We had a few people basically bail on the team like last week, and all of a sudden, I was like, shit, we got to find a couple people. And Orzo from Vaspian, I guess Vaspian just bailed on, I guess they just decided they weren't playing. Like Kevin just said, yeah, we're not putting in the team on like Monday. So like Orzo and a couple other people didn't have a team either. So when I was like, hey, Jeff, do we have any free agents floating around? He was like, well, Orzo's got nothing to do. And I was like, well, this team's always needed a quarterback. I mean, I've done a little bit. Dave Walter's done a little bit. Langley's done it at one point. We probably had 48 quarterbacks in our four seasons of existence or whatever it is. But Orzo's there, and he just wants to play whatever. So he'll play receiver. If, like, when Dave Walter's there, if Dave's going to throw, Orzo's just there. That gives us another, you know, 6'4 target. But he's really nice. It's just great having him on the team. He's such a good dude. And he's got another dude, Quentin, who I don't think I know, but I'll probably know when I see him. He joined up with us, too. And then a girl from Vaspian, Emma, joined. So now we have two Emmas. But what's up?
Oh, no, it's not
Holiday,
Emma.
I think.
It's not the Quentin Emma Holiday. I'm thinking of.
Emma. Anyway, oh, no, different Emma. And then I got Kate to play, because, you know, she's on select, but she's like, so she still, I was like, did anybody ask you to play? Because I need a girl to play.
I laughed so hard when I saw her, too, because she had told me that, because I was like, come on, because she was a little aggravated at the end of the spring session. I said, oh, well, we've got a spot for you, you know, in the fall. And she was like, I can't play in the fall because she's got like 5 weeks where she won't make it.
Yeah, she's got to do like chain gang for like youth sports. So I was like, well, here's our schedule. Play whenever you can. And I guess she just, luckily most of our games are at noon, so, and two of them are at 1, so she can make the 1 o'clock games for sure, and then like the noons are like cutting it kind of close. So she might be able to make a couple of those, but like I just said, I don't want people to not play, and half the team is, well, I can play like 4 games here, well, I can play these other ones, so we're just kind of loading up the roster, and hopefully we get 8 players a week.
I keep saying everybody should have like 5 girls on their roster.
Well, I think now we have 6, to be honest with you. So
that's nice.
It just had to happen that way, that's fine. Yeah, it came out of nowhere, and again, I'm not going to tell anybody not to play. That'd be insane.
And if you can capitalize on genders more, then, I mean.
Exactly. So it should be exciting. Like I said, once the team all shows up, I think we'll be kind of okay because we didn't look too bad even playing, you know, as shorthanded as we were and had some new people kind of like working in and out. So it wasn't the worst. It wasn't the best, but it wasn't the worst. And that's all we can really say about it. That covers all of 1 o'clock. So let's finish up with two.
At two, we had Eyes Downtown 49, Free Ballers 14, What a Dump 28, Frodo Swaggins 27, TMA 39, Four Tutties 6, Select 28, and Raw Milkers 14.
Eyes Downtown just dunked on the Free Ballers. Who's throwing for the Free Ballers now that Jordan isn't?
I don't know.
Come on, Steph. This is like a thing you somehow know. So,
because Jordan subbed for them. So
that's ironic. I didn't know that. That's super funny.
Yeah.
So he did. But he's there to help out.
Yeah, but he's not like their rostered quarterback. No. I actually don't know. That's actually I'm surprised.
I was
sure talking
to Matt
forgot,
too, but I forgot.
Yeah.
It's crazy to think, but yeah, I mean, Eyes on Time just kind of had their way with them. What are you gonna do?
Choo. I know Free Ballers were very like skeleton crew again too, like.
I feel like the first week is very difficult. We had teams that already had buys, you know, right. Because, I mean, I know my team has a bye next week because everybody, it's still August, everybody's got vacations still planned.
Well, so I said to Jeff, I go, Jeff, this is a week early, right? Yeah. Because it just, I thought
he was trying to end it on.
Well, the way he ended it, yeah, if you waited the normal week, then Bill's bye week would have just been the regular playoff week.
Yeah.
So at least this way he's like, why don't we just move everything up a week? And the Bills bye week will be championship weekend for us. So that way nobody will be traveling to somewhere for a Bills game or, you know, like all this other stuff. Yeah, so most people should be in town. It kind of made sense since the way it worked out. Like, it doesn't really matter if we play on the 16th or the 23rd to start. But just because of that, some people had shit going on because, you know, it's still the summer. There's 2 to 3 weeks left before it's kind of a wrap.
Would they ever consider, and by they I mean Jeff Kroll, having teams do double headers more often so that you could do like if you have a lot of people that can't do the first week, let's say, because we're all on vacation or whatever, like, could you opt to just do like this be my bye and we'll do a double header on another?
Well, he offers two bye weeks.
He does
per
say,
team.
Yeah, when you sign up, he does say, like, hey, if you guys need a bye week, let me know. And we just won't schedule that week. So, and then he says in the email, like, hey, if you have a bye week this week and you didn't request anything, it's probably because your opponent for that week did. So that's why this is happening to you, or you know, something along that line.
So I didn't know if it was only by request or if that was something like they could just schedule so that we could not have the season start on that week, but. I like it. I prefer it ending, on the bye week like that.
Yeah, it's kind of perfect. Because I know, like, everybody's kind of been, I'm sure people are going
to
Bills games.
I think everybody's going to the Carolina game, too. A lot of people are going there. Yeah, that is the week after it, I believe.
So Bill's schedule aside, though, I'd rather see the fall season end, like, a week earlier always. Yeah. So it's just one less risky.
Well,
like,
I mean, hell, it used to end up
ending in
Thanksgiving. Yeah.
The 20th of November
would be around
that
Thanksgiving.
I remember running a route in like snow and I couldn't
that
run.
Happened.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny because I know that's happened to me a bunch of times, but I was thinking like the most memorable snow games I have was actually the spring before, like the spring after, where we were playing like week two Breakfast Club in
May
the snow.
Can be bad.
It was crazy. So I don't know. That was just April. A ton of fun. But yeah, so it just kind of worked out that way. But like I said, with it being a week earlier, there's going to be people missing games and, you know, people really aren't going to have their full teams there for, you know, probably another week or two of, you know, people missing. Because what is it? Next week is still a prime summer week. And then the week after that is like the Labor Day weekend. So that's going to be, people are going to be missing that. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. And then once September hits, then everybody kind of gets into their usual mode of, all right, some people have their kids in school, they're doing that, they're just kind of getting their shit together. It's just kind of like more of a routine, whereas summer is always a little more, oh shit, we got this random, you know, beer tent to go to, or we got this event or whatever. So we'll get a good handle, at least a better handle on the teams when that happens. So Doreen, I know you got notes on Select, so let's start with that one before we get into how Garrett blew the Frodo Swaggins game.
Okay, I gotta bring it up. Sorry,
it was the refs. Prepared. Screwed us.
okay. These are from Sincere, and which I think is adorable. He was like, I don't know if my dad gave you notes, but here's my notes in case he didn't. So, he said it was a great game all the way through. First half was close. Let's see. Okay, they were up with time running out in the first half. TT was the big game changer with 20 seconds left in the first half, getting us down the field to score. Sadly, she had to leave to go to work, so yet again, no touchdown for her yet, so still no motorcycle. It was the first thing I asked her to. Second half was back and forth. They scored. Then Matt was able to catch a pass and run, passed all the defenders down the field to get us on the one. We go on to score, tie the game up, forced them to punt the next drive. David had a great catch and run all the way to the one again. There was a missed tag, and it set it up for the score again. And they had one last possession with about a minute left to tie the game or win the game. And Sin was able to pick it off for a pitch back to Missy for a pick six. So overall, nice. Defense played amazing, looked really good out there. Offense really came together, looked good too. Shannon had two sacks as well, so everyone's looking great.
All right.
At least like they will that. Be until they play TMA.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun. Had to do it.
There you go.
I love them. They're such a great team.
I love it. What a dump, 28. Frodo Swaggins, 27. Garrett, I know you're going to blame the refs, but why don't you tell me what really happened?
I say you blame Kayla Voss. I saw what happened.
They did a great job. I mean, that was the play of the game. I was throwing an in to Chris, and Kayla was covering, I think, Tori it was, underneath. And so I threw the in, and she just, like, timed it perfectly and not only intercepted it with a great catch, but she took it back for a pick eight, and that was like, yeah, I mean, we lost by one. So it was just a huge backbreaking play. There was a funny play where it was the difference in the game technically, because I threw a pick on a two-point conversion that we were going for, and it was Andy Smerger, and he took off like down the right sideline.
I saw you chase him down, yeah. Garrett. You and were I was, like so I know, close.
I know. I was chasing him, and I was like gaining on him. I'm like, this is crazy, because he's like way faster than
me. This shouldn't be happening.
Yeah, I'm like feeling myself. I'm like, I got this.
And you went at the perfect angle. Like, it was textbook. Yeah.
But there was a moment.
Oh, shit, he's going to get him.
Yeah, I was feeling, I'm like, I'm going to catch him.
You got this little guy.
You know, I'm young again, baby. And there was a moment I saw in his brain where he's like, oh, he's catching me. And he just hit another gear. Just like left me in the dust. And I was like, God damn it.
And that
was
you went, nope.
Yeah. Yeah, let me delude myself into thinking I was as fast as him for just 2 seconds. So thank you, Andy.
You did the entire length of the field, too. And I was like, what is he doing? He's going to hurt himself.
That's
for
like
2 points.
Three people told me that.
Yeah.
And, and of course, I didn't hurt myself, but for the rest of the game, I was catching my breath.
Yeah.
I was feeling like I had heat stroke from that. So yeah. That was definitely the play of the game. And then one other play I want to mention that was really cool was. I was scrambling. I put my foot in the ground to turn around, and Andy Smer just saw it. He was, like, already shallow, so he sprinted across the line. And I could hear him coming, and as I turn around, he's 3 feet from me about to tag me. So it was 6-0 from, like, almost midfield. So I didn't have time to, like, look or anything before. So I just chucked it up in the air, and our guys went for it and tipped it and went right to Katie Swanson for, like, the luckiest Hail Mary, 8 points. So that was really cool, too. But, yeah.
That's how we drew it up.
It was. They have some new players, so shout out to them. They look pretty good. And Cody's had some great great throws, a couple to Nick, where, like, he misses some throws, but with his strong arm, Cody, when he, like, hits his throws out of the break, it's impossible to cover. So he had a real good game. So shout out to them. It's going to be a fun season.
I love it. Mm-hmm. And then last but not least, TMA 39, 4 tutties, 6. Easy peasy, round one for TMA?
Kind of, yeah. We didn't have our quarterback, so actually Larry was our backup. And we also didn't have two of our girls, so it was myself and Meg playing Iron Man in, you know, stifling heat. I go to Brent, I was like, did you try to get another sub? And he was like, it was crazy because everybody... You know, it's the first week, and everybody's looking for subs. And I'm like, yeah, but it's going to be a million degrees. And we're out there Iron Manning it. I remember at one point in the second half, I go, George, how much time is left in the game? He goes, 20 minutes. We just came back from the half. I was like, no. I was like, I thought that was a mirage. So, yeah, I know. I didn't know the team at all, so I –
I don't know why they're called tutties. They seem like they've got to have an affiliation with any of the other tutties, but I didn't know anybody.
I knew Julie.
That was the only person I knew.
I don't know who's on the team, but I saw Missy at the fields, and I was chopping it up with her. Mm-hmm. She said she's playing with them, and Ryan, who was the captain when I started with two tutties a couple years ago, that he had torn his ACL or something.
Oh, no.
So he came back, and just another tutty spinoff.
Okay.
What division is that?
Six.
Oh, wow.
And it was they were nice. They were a nice team.
He's so really nice.
I really liked it. Yeah. And at one point, like, I was just, my ass was dragging, and I had rushed him, and I was like, la, 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 because we were up by, like, 30 points or something. So I just, like, was taking my sweet-ass time, and I'm like, he's going to hike the ball while I'm back here. And he waited for me to pass. No. So afterwards, I was like, so next time, I'm just going to tell you something. I was like, don't do that. Yeah. Just hike it and you'll get the offsides. And he was like, wait, say that again?
You didn't know?
I was like, yeah, I had a feeling you didn't know.
Is the four tutties QB you're talking about?
Yeah. I know. So
I want to give him advice to throw deep to Misty. Anyone who knows the receiver position knows tracking the ball is just as important as hands, especially for deep balls. Yeah, like, if you don't have that, you can have the best hands in the world. It doesn't matter. And I will tell you, Misty Himes is the best female deep tracker in the league.
Oh,
I don't think that's a hot take for the record, but I do like her. I do like what you're saying.
She deserves a shout out. So if he's a new QB, yes, you know, rules. A lot of new QBs don't send their girls deep. Yeah. Send her. She won't fail.
That's what Larry was doing with us. He was putting us out on out and ups, and those seem to always work on new teams that defensively never think.
Yeah, or just running a girl on a post or a seam route, or just like, you know, or even a go. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of quarterbacks in the lower divisions don't ever. There's just all drags outs.
Yeah,
and a lot of times people just crosses forget about them.
Yep. And yeah, mm-hmm. No, but it was good week back. We didn't die.
That's really pretty much all.
Came close.
Did you have any big changes in your roster or anything? Is it just same old team?
Nope, same old team. The one really exciting addition was that I snaked Tyson back over. Yes. So, you know how like I knew him from Breakfast Club. Like, I think this is his third season with us. And if you guys recall in the draft, I brought him on board because he was one of the last names. Nobody knew who he was because he was brand new. I'm like, I don't know. This guy's got a strong name. It sounds like something from the Avengers. So let's I just took him for his name. And, you know, playing with him one session, and you see, like, he's throwing his body out there. He's doing such a great job. And he's also just super personable. So, like, for me, it's always about, like, making a good fit with a good team. That's why I love Ricky Burton, and I stole him over to TMA as well. And so now I've got two of my favorite Breakfast Club people on TMA with us. And Tyson makes his debut, and he has three batted down balls, two interceptions, and a touchdown and an extra point.
All right. There you go.
Yeah, so everybody's talking about him in the group chat. I felt really proud. Proud mom.
That's true, because that was another name that when I was like, oh, shit, I need players. I forget who said it to me, too, but somebody had said, oh, shit, I went to go ask Tyson because I knew he was looking for a team, but he had just signed on with TMA, and I was like, motherfucker, that would have been another good one to get. But, hey, you know, shout out to you for snagging him. So, like I said, there's good free agents available, apparently, like, right before the season starts. Just nobody.
That's something we should do. We should do on the, what's that called, internet?
Yep. Did you just go and type with your fingers? Okay. Okay.
What's this thing called? The interwebs, one. No, on our website, we should do, like, a list of free agents and let people, like, put themselves on there.
I do think we should. We should have, like, a team. Like, it should be, like, a league Discord or something where everybody can be just, like, a part of. So you can just look at. People can talk the whole time. People can say, hey, I'm not on a team. I'm looking for people. If you're looking for subs, it's right there.
Yeah.
I think we need to just build that out. Yeah. I know Topper tried to do that with Telegram, but nobody gives a fuck about Telegram except for, you know, the Russians that give Topper a shit ton of money for this. So perhaps we go a route that more people know what the fuck we're talking about, but maybe that's just me. I do think that we need something like that, too. But then again, half the people don't even know we have a fucking website, so how do we really get that word out there? I really think we need signs for the field, even if it's just a QR code that'll send them to hit our Instagram, hit this, hit that. Yeah. And that way people can, like, tag us in more pictures and, like, more shit, and we can just create a bigger community, because even though we're, like, the close-knit community that we are when we're together, like, not everybody is a part of that, you know, and they don't, if you don't come to the bar, you tend to miss out on some of that stuff. Some people probably don't even know they can go to the fucking bar. So it's like, if we have some extra shit where people are like, we're there's a website. People. Oh, there's a podcast. There's this, you know, we might be able to get more people involved, which is always, you know, a thing we should be doing and always working on. So maybe we got to figure that out. I don't know how, but.
I was going to say, don't we know any nerdy IT people?
We probably do. We probably do, if we're being honest, but we'll figure it out. I'm not too concerned, but we can get something done for sure. Boom. All right. Let's do winners of the week. So do you have a winner of the week?
No.
How do you not have a winner of the week?
Oh, actually, I'll say...
Of course you do. Get out of here.
What team? I don't even know what team it is. Shit. The team that I reffed when Jeff, the other ref, got woozy in the heat and had to leave. I think, was it Ready to Retire and Come from Behind? They let me ref by myself for that a little bit.
Weren't you refing by yourself with us?
Was it you too?
I think it was on our side.
Yeah, I can't remember if it was. I can't.
Shout out to me.
Eventually Jill came.
So yeah, I remember that.
I'll give it to her too for coming back out into the heat to help ref when somebody kind of needed a minute or 20.
Seven.
Yeah, I think honestly, I believe that he might have needed to take the rest of the day off because I ended up getting like Jeff Kroll and George as my refs in D6. So I was like, something happened, you know, because these are great refs to have in D6. That was awesome. But so I just wanted to say it was nice to see people being appreciative and just being like, no worries. Nobody was like screaming for like looking for the pass interference, you know, because I think it was Come from Behind too, because I remember a couple of plays with their team and they were like, oh, didn't you see that? I'm like, no, I'm looking at both.
Nope. I mean, the only thing we had was the weird, we got a pick, but you'd blown the whistle, but we didn't hear it because they counted down, like they got a delay a game.
No, I blew the whistle and I walked onto the field because it's, you know, when it's dead when you blow the whistle and you, but then I said free play instead
you
of
said that.
Dead
I was
play.
Like, what do you mean it was a free play?
And then all of a sudden it just everybody uproared. And the funny thing was it was Joe Kay and Jeff Kroll and Rags and Mike Thomas.
Oh, I want to be very clear that I knew what was supposed to happen, but I'm going to 100% for funsies argue it the other way just to see if I can get them to change their minds.
Well, the funny thing is I just sat there because I'm like...
I was like, she said it's a free play. How are we supposed to know? And completely knowing that it's bullshit. It doesn't matter. It's dead the whole way.
Like, she blew the whistle. She walked onto the field. And then the funny thing is I'm going to you. I'm like, so are you declining it or are you... Because then I... You know, walked it back 5 yards, and that was like fifth down. And you're like, "Wait, I wanted six down."
You asked if
like,
we could decline it. But we can't decline it. Yeah. So that's why I wanted to decline it because it's because once you blow the whistle, it's just an automatic
it's just
thing.
A dad.
So
I was declining.
I wanted six down there so it would have been cool.
Jackass.
They did score on the bonus six down, so we technically stopped them on the fifth down. Damn it.
The funny thing is, though, is I just kind of sat there like. Letting everybody
yell
about it
because Jeff can't play, so he came on the field. He's like, "What exactly happened?" And he needs all the information. You just watch him like doing the math in his head, and it's just like.
But having like Rags, Mike Thomas, and you discuss something, it's like I don't even need to be here.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Like they'll figure it out.
It's fine.
And then
at the end of the day, it comes down to whatever the hell Jeff says it is. But I knew he was going to just say exactly what it was. Mm-hmm. I was like, all right, cool, let's rock and roll with it. But it was fun for a minute. Also, because I will say we were. Roasting in the sun and didn't have any subs. Taking that little breather to argue for 2 minutes. That's just being smart, kids. Just being smart. Garrett, what you got for winner, baby?
Winners. I got a few. I got to start with John Toronto just because he's a good dude.
He is a good dude.
So that's it. Corey Reed had a great game with two tutties. He's a great captain. He puts a lot of thought and effort into it, and he is also the man. And then the greatest Breakfast Club captain of all time, hands down, bars none, Steph Saja.
That's amazing.
I wish you the best with your surgery. We're going to miss you short time, and you're going to be.
You ruined her final thought. I know it.
Right. No, you ruined my loser of the week. I was going to make her my loser of the week for
heart.
Steph's heart
isn't in the league anymore.
For losing 6 weeks out of the season.
Where are your tissues?
Well, yeah, the GOAT Breakfast Club captain. Nobody's touching that.
Nope, it's probably true.
Wrong about that. Speaking of her, you're up. Who's your winner of the week?
I have two. Emily Schilling is one of them for being team mom for both, well, mainly, I guess, for Bullet Club, and also she was watching Scared, oh, no, and Scared Hitless, because I was subbing, but she was literally walking up and down the sidelines for Sam and I with water, and then whenever we needed, she'd just, like, come on the field, take water, and then even for the Scared Hitless game, she was doing it as well. And
I
was
like, had a water girl?
She gave me electrolytes and everything, a part of a banana. I was like, thank you,
this team is everything mom. I needed.
I needed this. And then also Taylor Swift for her new album.
Jesus yep. Christ.
I had to. October 3rd.
Living the gimmick. I love it.
And yeah, that's it, I think.
All right. My man Tino, what you got?
Anyone that played in multiple games or played and reffed, or, you know, if you were out there all day in the heat, you're a winner for that.
That's a really good one. My winners of the week, it's pretty easy to say Jeff Kroll, obviously. I know we kind of go towards him a lot, and he doesn't really want accolades, but he did put together an entire season and, like, the wine tournament and stuff while having to deal with, like, recovering from surgery and all that other shit. So that makes everything, you know, 10 times harder, but he still, you know, toughed his way through it. So shout out to Jeff just for, you know, doing that. Like, that part sucks. But the other one is just female QBs. I think that's awesome. Having Maddie throw, having Bridget throw, that's really cool. Plus, like, Garrett, you kind of said you have somebody who can throw on your one team, so you're going to get some trick plays in there for her. I think that's cool. It's not just, like, girls just playing and they don't know what they're doing, but, like, they know what they're doing, which is always, you know, infinitely more interesting, I'd say. And it'll be really fun to see just, like, how well they do. I hope that they just fucking kill the league, like, kill their divisions. It'd be tremendous to see that. So I think that's really cool, and hopefully it inspires more girls who can chuck it to maybe ask somebody for help if they're not sure, like, because play calling sucks. If you ever quarterbacked, it's the worst part until you truly get the hang of it and stuff like that. So if somebody can, if they want to try it, I feel like there's no reason. It just, there's somebody out there you can ask, and maybe we'll see more ladies spinning the old rock if we can get that. Mm-hmm. Losers of the week, Doreen.
Rick Recu.
Why?
Don't worry about it.
Amen. Amen. Whatever he did, yeah, yeah, oh yeah.
Because he's in Fuck Thailand you, Ricky. Right now, and he's not even going to hear this, so just...
Oh, let's talk more about him.
Just him. Just him breaking shit up, wanting to get his way all the time.
Brat. That sounds right.
He's a brat.
That's really funny. Who you got, Garrett?
Trinity. Doesn't have the motorcycle?
Yes.
Yeah. Who's this select quarterback?
Garrett's figuring Sin. Things out, so hold on.
Oh, Sin's a quarterback?
Yeah.
Oh, I feel bad. But still, no, Sin.
It's the dad that's not getting her the motorcycle, though.
Okay, so but who's the QB?
Sincere.
Yeah. Well, I'm a fan of Sincere, but I played with him shortly in another league. Great, but he's a loser of the week. You gotta get Trinity in the end zone. She needs her motorcycle. She's tall, athletic. It must be personal at this point, because for her not to have a touchdown yet. So
it's been two seasons, right?
Yeah, gotta get her the motorcycle, dude. Come on.
You got it for us.
And also fine. The rest of TSL who allowed me, Daryl, and actually, hold on, grammatically, Daryl, his nephew, and I shut down the bar on Saturday. Shame on you all.
You really are old college.
Yeah. So I guess we're leading best at bar. So step it up.
Let's bring that back. Bring back best at bar.
We have it.
Longest at bar.
Yeah. And after week one, Cobblestone is way ahead of everyone. So step it up.
I like it. Stephanie, you got anything?
Well, my heart for one.
Can't argue that.
It is.
It's too loser.
Big. Damn it. Why'd I have to be so nice? Crew too big. I'm glad. But also, Corey wanted me to say so. Is a loser of the week because he said he celebrated his first interception in about 3 seasons by throwing an interception almost immediately after. So, and he said he's a dog shit quarterback. That was his words. So, Corey's the loser of the week for doing that.
Well,
just kidding. But
love when he calls himself out.
It's actually pretty funny.
Yeah.
So, steal yours? I'm just kidding. What's up?
No.
Guys, Tino's like super quiet today because he showed up saying, "I drank too much yesterday," and then he was like, anymore. "And the day before," "and the day before that." So I'm not gonna drink, and I'm like, "That's fine, no worries." And then about 6 minutes pass, he goes, "Actually, you still have that bottle."
I got so faded yesterday. And it's not even like I drank an obscene amount, but I just was like, all right, let me polish off the Crown Peach I have, and I bought some iced tea. And then, like, I was smoking, and I was drinking, and I'm I roll a joint and then I roll another one because I forgot I just rolled that one.
That's a good space, baby.
It was nice. It was, you know, it was cathartic. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I have a friend that when she goes out, she marks her arm for every edible she takes. So she doesn't forget. She's like,
By the time I start playing tic-tac-toe, I know I got to stop.
I was like, holy shit. Sometimes I meet her out and I see her arm. I'm like, girl, stop. She's I'm pretty sure I made an extra mark and I didn't take an edible there. I was like, Jesus
Christ. Good system, though.
So we're going to start doing that. Just somebody brings a marker.
Yeah, sounds like a plan.
Did you even pick a loser in that? I don't even know.
No. What would be a good... you know what? Well, I had a wedding to go to, but if you didn't go to the bar because it was too hot, then you're a loser. If that was your excuse, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
That's not the worst idea. Losers, I don't have any. There's nothing to really have. What are you going to do? It's the first week. There was no random fist fights. It was just really hot. Yeah, sure.
Well, you always tell everyone, fuck that. Pick a loser.
Doreen's the loser of the week for me having to wait. I timed it 13 minutes and 74 seconds.
Realize.
Which is the wrong... That's not even in real time because I said 74 seconds like an asshole. For a beer, but you're all good. It's all, right, all the way down here. You're out of practice.
I'm also like
loser of the week.
Sorry. I know my back is to you. I'm a horrible.
Nah, person. you're doing a-okay. It's me kind of for having to do this stupid fantasy draft while I'm trying to pay attention to everything going on here. It's hard to pick a loser in a week that nothing terrible happened, and the only the sun is technically the loser. Anybody who didn't hydrate or put on sunscreen is the loser.
Dude, I love it when it's like that. I mean, that's just me though.
Well, it's because you got that Adonis body, so you don't wear clothes when you walk around. Whereas me, you still got to wear double shirts. I don't want to hear it, bud.
You 100% Dagos. You do well in the sun. We do well in the sun.
We do all right.
We do
in the sun.
FYI, you will hit an age where you will not do well in the sun.
I don't believe it. I'm a reptile.
I'm a reptile.
I was cold today. I busted out the.
Felt chilly today.
It was a little chilly. I was so happy because I thought we were going to be fucking burning up in here, and we did it, which is really cool. Yeah.
I came out this morning and opened everything up to air it out. First thing in the morning, I was like, "Oh my god, I'm freezing! I need a hoodie."
Jesus Christ! All right, final thoughts. As everybody knows, you've done this multiple times. Final thoughts can be about whatever the hell you want it to be about. So, Doreen, you get to just do your thing here.
Yeah, I don't really have any. I think I'd love to see how we can spread the word more with team captains getting the information out to their teams about, not just the podcast, but, just stuff like the website. You can do a poll every week and vote on your, favorite story of the week or whatever, and you can read up on your team and what the Godfather is saying about it. And, I can't remember what else. And then possibly doing the free agent thing was cool.
Free agent thing's cool.
Yeah, but just getting the information out there and, being just more actively involved in the league. You'll learn new people and, get more friends and hang out at the bar afterwards. We say this every week. That's where it happens. That's where the magic happens. And by magic, I mean blowjobs.
Oh, yeah.
It's true. It is what it is. How do you think Tino got on the podcast?
Yeah, I thought there'd be more.
Giggity. Whatchamacallit. That means, Garrett, it's on you, buddy.
Final thoughts, usually for me, is always just gratitude for the league, man. First off, thank you, Doreen, for hosting us, as always. Just the podcast, not just because you guys are right here in front of me, but I really do believe you are three of the best personalities in the league, funniest.
Aww.
Best personalities in a league full of douchebags and losers. You guys shine bright. So thank you for doing seriously every week. I know it's a lot of work and a lot of time. So, and then just anyone else in the league, I'm pretty good at when I'm feeling down, reframing a situation. If something bad happens, immediately trying to look at the good at it. But also, really accentuating the positives in my life. I'm constantly going through them. And the league is always, one right there with my family, friends.
Yeah.
So just shout out to anyone in the league, even if I've never talked to you. You're part of my little happy place, Happy Gilmore.
Your little affirmation.
So anyone in the league, and especially new people, branch out. I say this, I think, every podcast, but go to the podcast. It's a great way to spend a Monday night. and stay after the bar and just yeah, expose yourself to new people in the league. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised.
Aww. Mm.
Just, well, how are you guys going to top that? That was really nice.
I won't. That's okay. Stephanie. Give me what you
and
got.
Your stupid heart.
Dumb heart. No, I just, every single one of you that, one, the people that I've told at first, the people that I didn't tell, like, every as it slowly come like came out about, like, what's happening and what I have to go through, like, every single one of you has been, like, one, a big hug, or two, like, just, like, we got you, we'll hear for you no matter what, let us know if you need anything. And like, I was afraid to tell anyone at first, like, I didn't want to talk about it, I didn't want to see anybody, and like, I was very like depressed and like got really like in my feelings, blah blah blah. It was hard, but then I like slowly like was like accepting it and everything, and like, I have the best people in the world. This league gave me a family, and I couldn't thank just Emily, honestly, to bringing me in the league. But like, I love it, and I love all you guys, and I'm thankful that I'm gonna be okay, and I'm gonna be back. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah. I won't be back, obviously, like right after the surgery, but like, I'm gonna be at the first game I can be at. I will be after cheering, heckling all of you guys.
Spring breakfast club.
I know. Big yeah. heckler, super mean. I know. My heart's gonna be smaller, so it's gonna be rude.
Suddenly, should be like Doreen out there on the sidelines.
Maybe I'll have more of a voice. That'd be not a pathological.
Could you imagine if she just her personality changes completely?
They reduced her heart. Now she's like Doreen.
Listen here, motherfuckers.
She's a new female Mosher.
Oh Jesus Christ!
No, I will never do that. My heart will never shrink. Actually,
your heart will go on.
Stupid. But yeah. That's how I think I really got just all of you, and I love you all. Thank you for being there and helping me through this.
Aww. Hell yeah, Steph.
Good work, us.
We love you too.
But also, I had another question. Are we doing the fantasy football again?
Yeah, that is a thing.
Because I'm going to need something to do to pay attention.
No, I mean, we've done it. I got to go throw out the text to see who's back in, and we can pick our draft day and shit like that. Maybe we'll just do it at the fields. We did that before. Were you in that one? I don't think you were. No. We did a fantasy football draft for... And TSL, we've been doing it for like 5 years. We have like the Lenny Alba belt and all that other stuff, but it's got 24 teams.
I have it.
Two split leagues and all this other stuff. It's a ton of fun with tons of TSLers in it, mostly TSLers and Topper, I guess. I don't know if he counts anymore. But either way, we definitely did like the first draft drunk after football. It was you're laughing already because you already know what fucking shit show that really was. It was the best, but it was fucking terrifyingly terrible. I'm not gonna lie.
Used to get into poker tournaments like that too. We would like go in that back room in the Rose Garden, which looked a lot shittier back then. Mm-hmm. And we would just start going like, all right, games are all over, what do we do? And people would bring out all their poker shit, and we'd just like all of a sudden come back out and there'd be a moon.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, shit.
That's great.
I'm supposed to be somewhere.
That's really funny.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, it should be a good time. Tino, what do you got this time around, buddy?
Final thoughts? Yeah, after I played that game with Mo Chicken, man, I felt alive. Like, there's something about the football in the air that just revitalizes your veins.
Hell yeah. You know, hell yeah.
And, oh, my God, that was great, bro. It's nice to be back, like to life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're not wrong, man. I mean, like I said, when I mentioned earlier that my team kind of half bailed on me, like right before the season, I was like, I remember telling Jen, I think it was on the podcast, like, yo, if we ever get room, because we used to have like 10 dudes on it,
yeah.
I'm going to fucking come get you. Which, as soon as I found out, he was my first text, and he's like, nah, man, I'm probably taking this one around. Like, I'm not going to be.
Well, I didn't. You know what? We didn't sit the entire time.
What's that?
We kept it under wraps the whole time.
I know. There's no real reason to bring it up. But, like, yeah, you were kind of just like, nah, man, I'm not gonna play. I told Jerry I'm not going to really play for his team. It'd be fucked up to be like, tell you yes and him no, which just shows, mm-hmm. like, how you're a good dude about Thank shit, you know? Thank and I was like, nah, I respect that. But then all of a sudden, like I told you, I don't think I said it on the air, but I saw you from afar, like, mm-hmm. shirt off around yeah. the team, and I was like, that motherfucker. Yeah. And I was like, I knew he couldn't stay away. And I was like, Tito! You didn't fucking hear me, but I didn't care. I was in the middle of a play. I think it was mid-play.
It was nice, man. Jerry's a real one, bro. I knew this was going to happen, man. Like, Jerry still added me to the roster, and lo and behold, he needed me that day. And, mm-hmm. you know, of course, like, that's my guy. Like, I'm there. And, man, it was nice, bro. You know what I'm saying? Just to kind of get reminded of who I am. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah. So,
you know, you need that sometimes, bro. I remember, yo, couple weeks ago. Because, you know, I'm thinking, like, I'm not playing, da-da-da. And I got the emails, like, late at night. I look in my email, and I see, like, Garrett, like, you know, asking for the refs and things. And, like, you know how sometimes you just feel your heart? And, I mean, I was also...
Steph, you feel your heart?
Fucking too soon, to feel too much.
Man, read the room. I was faded, but you know, too, I would like, I had just been in my basement dancing because I do that sometimes.
Hell yeah, let's go, man.
I went to practice. You know what I'm saying? You come home from work, I'm just like, fucking, yeah. Hey, I just start. You get the drink going, you know what I'm saying? Get the J going, and then
it's a vibe, baby.
Bring the boombox downstairs.
Get the second J going because you forgot about the first J. Yeah.
You gotta start working on your moves. You know what I'm saying? You never know, like, you know, just to be able to do a little something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's why I invite you camping, man. You're a vibe. You gotta come out, bro.
I know. I gotta make it the next time. But yes, I mean, it was just.
We got a fall one.
I said cathartic earlier, but that was catharsis because I had just been dancing for like an hour. You know what I mean? And you're so you're feeling it. And then I saw that email, and it was like, oh my god! I was like, the wheels start turning. I'm like, I think I might be making the wrong move.
Season's here.
Yeah, no, it was good, bro. Was
Tino
good
just well. Woke up for the final boss.
I know. He just got him back. And he's all just like, oh man. He's like, nah. It's in my lungs. Let's fucking go.
Revitalize his veins.
Fuck yeah. All the veins.
It's gonna be back.
Fuck yeah, it's gonna have you.
Because I do that sometime. Dance in my basement. I did too when I was 12.
Garrett, I forgot a final thought.
Go on, sir.
Before you finish.
Is it gonna be as good as that? No.
We're gonna bring it way back then. I just want to know, on the podcast, spread the word. I want to do both at some point. I may not do either, but come up to me. Let me know if you'd be interested so I can kind of add you to the list of people to text and lock it down. But a cornhole tournament after the games one day.
Okay.
Like, you know, 10 yeah. bucks a person. And we pick random teams.
A dart tournament.
Yeah, you know, just make a quick bracket. I'll probably make Jeff Kroll do that. he seems like a bracket guy. so I wanted to do that one week, you know, after. So just, again, let me know if you'd be interested so I can get maybe a list together. And then a poker tournament afterwards as well. Same thing. Yeah. Poker tournament will be more. You know, maybe $50, buy-in. But if you're interested in either one of those, let me know just so I can – put you on the initial invite list to try to get enough people.
That's
so,
dope.
All right.
That's dope.
Should we do a dart one too?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
There we go.
Let's do one in October.
There we go. Yeah. So final thoughts. I mean, everybody said everything that needs to be said. It's good to be back, even if it was scorching hot. You know, just being at the – there's just something about being at the field. Yeah. You know, it just is. Like the way Tino just – put it so eloquently, we'll put it. I turned to Jeff Kroll because I always give him the initial, like, hey, it's good to see you hug. And I just looked and was like, man, every single time it's just fucking great to be here. He's like, isn't it? He gets super excited for that shit, which is like, but everybody does. There's nobody who went to the fields and then, even if the sun was hot, that was like, oh, this fucking sucks. I can't believe I have to be at this game. Fuck, you were being late for a wedding to be there, you know? Like,
Could you imagine anybody feeling that way? I couldn't imagine that. Yeah. Although I do have to say, you know me, I count all my hugs.
And oh, yes.
I was like, I think at one point I got up to 12 and I was like, ugh. Because I couldn't believe how many people wanted to touch. Like, we were so
everybody's
gross.
Super fucking gross, right?
Everybody's
super gross. And
everybody's still coming in for the hugs. I'm like, okay, be careful.
You
like,
did that to yourself, though, so I don't feel bad.
I was like, yeah, I'm gross.
I'm the grossest I've ever grossed.
We were all gross, so they were like, I don't care. Yeah.
At the end of the day, this league is about swapping fluids, so.
Yeah, right.
It all boils down to it.
The end of the day.
The end of the day. I love that. Yeah, so that's pretty much it, right? Like, it was just good to be back. It's good to be here again. Mm-hmm. I'm really happy to be doing this. It's super fun. And yeah, if anybody knows anybody who should be on the podcast, new people, I always think new people on the podcast are the best. We got to do a better job of asking people. It's just that it's Saturday and, like, I guess now that we don't have Breakfast Club, we have one less game out there, but I always have two games. You know, I think, Doreen, you have usually two, right? Are you double dutying or no?
No.
Oh, shit.
I know. I'm actually, can I still be a free agent for the first 2 weeks?
I guess technically.
I'm trying to get into a 4 or 5 team because this is going to sound really snobby, but I won a championship with D1, 2, and 3, and I'm planning on 6 this year.
Nice.
so I'm trying.
That doesn't sound snobby.
I got to talk to
4 and 5 now.
Well, I got to talk to Chris, but we probably need a fourth girl on Cobblestone.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that. Please do that. Good luck, Doreen.
I mean, listen, the ball may not always be there. But the fun times will be. We shut down the bar. But if it is. You fit right in. Oh, my God. If we landed you, Doreen, we would really.
Now you know where best the bar level would go.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You would. I would just hand it to you.
We're adding that talent just for the bar. That's
it's a locker room guy. It's a locker room guy. Yeah.
Oh, that's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
That's not true. That one time I said your teeth look nice. Anyway, that's how we're going to end it, because that's a funny fucking way to end it. Thank you again, Doreen, for letting us be here. Thank you, Garrett and Steph and Tino, for all being here. Tino, again, if it wasn't clear, you're here every fucking week. Deal with it. So go ref a bunch of games. You have more things to fucking talk about.
You got it.
I do appreciate all of you for being here. I'm pretty sure I just texted all of you yesterday. I was like, hey, you're just coming on, right? And, within like 3 minutes of each other, Garrett and Steph were both in, and then Tino's like, let's fucking roll. Then he sent us that side pick.
Love that.
Yeah, that was the best big group chip.
I've never left,
baby. Let's rock and roll. So it was awesome. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Like I said, if you know somebody new who doesn't know shit about the podcast, tell them about it and tell them they're going to come on it, and we'll get more people on. Like, I think it'd be cool to get like Jill on, like we tried to last year.
Yes. Yeah, and she wants to come on.
And then getting Bridget on would be cool too, because she's throwing for, you know, like somebody called it a reverse gender team, but it's not, because it's like not her just throwing dudes, but either way, having a female quarterback, sweet.
Yep.
I've been telling Maddie she's got to come on the podcast for like 30 years, but she just won't do it, but I'll try to get her on. So there's a lot of like intriguing things to talk about, and hopefully we'll find them, because that's kind of the goal. So thank you, everybody, for listening, and I guess we'll see you Saturday. Bye.
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 Love it.